Yeah.
Milk or anything like that.
Yeah. Or did you ever hear people say funky?
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Okay, now what does that mean?
That thing smells thick.
Yeah.
But then, my nephew was sitting over there in the football group. One of them women said, I'm up and setting up the house with their folks. I said,
the what?
My boy said, they got all of that pollution. Lord, I mean, these niggas are sitting down there with their punk pollution.
Okay, all right. Yeah. But that was a word that meant smell bad or something.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I guess it meant.
Well, anything smell bad, you know.
Yeah. Now, would your wife ever make something in a deep dish, maybe with maybe had apples in it or something like that, or maybe had a layer on top or a couple of layers of pastry through it?
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah, you could make a pudding. You could make a cobbler.
Yeah.
You could make a blackberry.
Did she ever make a cobbler or anything like that?
Yeah.
Make a peach cobbler.
Yeah.
Make those stuff like that.
But when you put a potato pudding?
Yeah.
That's the one I ate.
Yeah.
Sweet potato?
Yeah, that dog jump up there and knock that
pudding.
Thing over.
You can make a bread pudding.
Uh-huh. That dog knocked that thing over and bite down and then thing got over on the floor.
Yeah.
And that lady said, give it to trash and Buster, I'll cut the piece off while you eat and I ate the rest. And she told me, you give it to him? I said, yes, ma'am. She looked at me and said, it's as good. I said, that's too much to give them. That is a potato pudding. I think it's too good to give them dough.
Yeah. Now, what about the things you raised here?
Raised?
Yeah, what you raised?
Such as vegetable?
Yeah.
Raised everything, yeah. From peas to beans, Irish potatoes, sweet potatoes.
Okay. What kind of them you got?
Oh, I don't have none. I don't raise them no more.
You raise yams?
Yam potato?
Yeah.
Well, that's all I did raise once in a while before I got into them things just about played out. You can hardly get them things no more. Not them yam, but them Creole yam. You got them Puerto Rico, them Gold Rush and Spaniel.
Yeah.
But they ain't good as them yam. I'd rather them yam.
Now, what kind of vegetables do you like in a gumbo? What kind of vegetables do you like in a gumbo?
Well, I tell you, when you come to a gumbo, I like chicken in there and dry shrimp. I can go, that's all I like. I can go to town with that chicken. Once a time, I used to use plenty of red pepper, but I can't use that.
Pepper starches.
I read the chicken
they
and shrimp. And them shrimp high, too.
Ain't there, though?
I went to Wheeling, Mississippi. Stayed there 2 days. I came back with a pound of it. And you put that in okra gumbo. Boy, that's up good. But them thing too hard.
A pound of what?
Fresh water shrimp. You know, they come out the gulf. Them thing about that big, I guess. When you get through cleaning them, everything, you put that in gumbo, okra gumbo. Them thing good. Them thing too high.
Okay, what else did you get around here?
Around hemp?
Yeah, what kind of vegetables?
Well, you can get back to everything around here that I know of them. Well, they got other places.
You got them little red vegetables, you know, that had a root on them and they got a white inside. They kind of...
You don't mean the color rabbi?
Huh?
Something like the color rabbi?
That means strawberry. No,
strawberry?
No. These are vegetables. You might put them in a salad.
Oh, I seen them little thing. Yeah.
Tomatoes?
No, it's a vegetable, almost like a ton of it.
Okay. Yeah, you got reddish?
Oh, yeah, they got reddish. I don't plant that thing too hot. I believe that's reddish. Yeah, that's reddish. And it's not that other thing you plant that you put in soup.
Carrot?
Yeah, but when I was going to Alexandria, I used to eat that all the time at the bus station.